Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Cleveland Connection. And our next set of guests this morning is Robert and Haley Aiken. They are from Smart Academy. Good morning.
Good morning, Chelsea. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well, thanks.
Perfect. Well, let's start off by letting everyone know, what is Smart Academy?
Smart Academy is a public community school that serves grades kindergarten through fourth.
Kindergarten through fourth. And what is your mission statement at Smart Academy?
Our mission statement is to provide high-quality, literacy-focused education to urban students in and around the Cleveland area.
Does SMART stand for something in Smart Academy?
It does. It's actually based on our philosophy of scholars must be accountable, respectful, and trustworthy. Those are the core values that we truly believe that make a great student.
How long has Smart Academy been around?
So we just opened our doors this past August, so we're just now wrapping up our first school year.
Wow, that's pretty new.
It is.
So how did all of this get started? What made Smart Academy want to become Smart Academy?
So Haley and I are both educators, and we've been in Cleveland about 6 years, working in public community schools. And through our time at other community schools, we found that not enough focus is given towards the early literacy, early intervention component. So through the couple years we spent developing the program or the school, that's given us our foundation for what we saw to be what's needed in Cleveland.
Okay. And where is Smart Academy located?
So we are located on the border of Garfield Heights and Cleveland, but we serve all students, no matter what district they live in. We are an open enrollment school.
And what can students expect when they're at Smart Academy?
So based on our philosophy, we have a number of beliefs. Number one, students are coming there every day safe, fed, and more importantly, getting a high quality education. For us, it's very important that we have small classroom sizes. We have high quality reading endorsed teachers. And just knowing that students and families are sending their child somewhere every day in an environment that's going to help them learn and become better.
So what can the families expect when they send their students to Smart Academy?
So outside of just the child, we also have our three pillars, which ties into our philosophy, which is school, families, and our community that surrounds us.
So let's go into a little bit of detail about that, the three pillars. The community, what is some of the work that you do in the community?
So one of the big things that we found to be important this first year that we had was that we hold a monthly community event. And to give you some examples of that, one of our biggest turnouts was the Thanksgiving event. For that, we as the staff of the school got together on the last day before Thanksgiving break, and we prepared a full Thanksgiving meal, turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffings, all across the meal service. From there, we invited anybody in the community wanting to join us, and our students put on a reader's theater. And we had about 130 people show up for the event, and about 40% of those were just community members that were interested in seeing what Smart Academy was.
The best part about that was it was completely free to anyone, and they didn't have to belong to our school. It was open to the public, yeah. And anyone could just come and enjoy the reader's theater that the kids put on, as well as, a home-cooked meal.
And the bonus to that, I think, was that, the areas that we serve may not have had the opportunity to have a Thanksgiving meal, and so it really gave them a chance to, a lot of elderly people to associate with seeing, children put on a play. So it was really nice across the board.
How did the students respond to that?
They loved it, actually. Our students felt a sense of pride because we are literally focused on literacy. So to be able to put on a reader's theater where they're memorizing and they're reading fluently, and for the crowd to cheer for them like it did, it was just a really great turnout, and the students loved it.
And these students, they're aged kindergarten through fourth grade, correct?
Correct. So our reader's theater, you know, our students were put on about ages 5 to 8, 5 to 9, somewhere around there, but it is kindergarten through fourth.
And that's got to be a huge confidence builder for the students as well.
It is, because it really, I had parents come up to me at the end and say to me, I've never heard my child's voice like that when they were doing the reader's theater. They felt confident and they were reassured in their readings, and it was just a wonderful thing.
So do you have any other upcoming events that you would like the public to know about?
We do, actually. As we gear up for summer, we are holding community cookouts. We did this last year. What these community cookouts are is just the availability and the opportunity for anybody in and around the community to come and enjoy burgers, hot dogs, chips, and visit Smart Academy, visit our families, and really see what the positive impact we're trying to bring the community. Those cookouts are going to be on June 22nd and July 27th, all between 12 p.m. and 3 p.m.
Are you doing any other activities at the cookout?
We are, actually. We'll have face painting, balloon making, some sensory things for the younger kids. We tend to bring in community service people, so we'll have the fire department, the police department bring their cars and their fire trucks. The EMS bring their ambulance, and just give kids the opportunity to see what services in the community are being provided, and how it's really important to know that those service members are what also support our community.
And this is open to the public, correct?
It is. Anybody is welcome. It is free. There's no cost. It is really just, again, another way for us to tie our community pillar in with everything else we're doing.
So how is Smart Academy, with your doing things like this in the community and the stuff you're doing at the school, setting these young students up for success in the rest of their lives?
So, I mean, aside from just ensuring that they have a strong foundation, you know, reading, writing, listening, speaking, it gives them the sense of pride and accomplishment that knowing they can be successful, they can change the cycle that unfortunately a lot of our families live in right now. So for them, it's just giving them the power and then supporting them through, you know, the staff that we have, plus bringing in the families and the community to say, we all support you. And that's what it's about. Community schools are about bringing the community in.
So breaking the cycle, and you mentioned, you know, opportunities that some of these other families may have not had. Some of the people who are listening to this are probably wondering, does this cost anything? Let's get into that a little bit. Does this cost anything?
So Smart Academy is a public community school. We do not charge anything. We serve students that want to come from anywhere. It is free. There's no tuition. We operate just like the public schools do. Because we're new, our goal is to really get the exposure out there, to stop by and see what we do on a daily basis in our classrooms. You know, it's available for anybody that wants to enroll, and it's very simple.
How would somebody enroll if they were interested?
There's a number of ways you can enroll. You could visit our website at www.smartacademycleveland.org. There is a box that will pop up to enroll your student that gets the process started. Another way is by calling the school, 216-714-3801, talking with our secretary, talking with or my principal, assistant principal, or myself. We'll get the paperwork started, or just stopping in at our location.
Now let's talk a little bit about this new program you're starting.
So yeah, it's a new initiative called Books, Bears, and Blankets. This came from the year basically passing us by. We realized that our students are only with us for about 6.5 hours a day, and there's lots of research to support that literacy doesn't stop at the school. You know, literacy is supposed to be, before you get to school, you're supposed to be hitting milestones. And even, you know, throughout your years in the schools, you're supposed to be hitting specific milestones. For us, we know a lot of our families don't necessarily, do good practices at home. They may not know how to practice with their students at home. And more importantly, a lot of our students don't live in a literacy-rich environment. So books, bears, and blankets gives us the opportunity as educators to do two things. One, we hold a weeknight reading where whether it's myself who has just started this, and then my teachers will tend to join, to be able to read a story at a certain time, 8 o'clock every night, and that helps us help families kind of establish a bedtime routine. The second part to that is that if families go to our website and click on the Books, Bears, and Blankets link, it will actually take them to where they can put their information in, and we will send a book, a bear, and a blanket to them. All those pieces, all three of those pieces, have a symbolic meaning.
So what are the symbolic meanings between the book, the bear, and the blanket?
So books are for the literacy-rich environment. The more books and the more access to books that children and families have will give them more initiative to really love reading. That's the first one. The second one and the third one kind of go hand in hand. You know, we deal with young kids as early as 4 to 5 years old. The bears and the blankets are a symbolic meaning of safety, right? So they see a familiar face, whether it's myself or my teachers. They can connect that book, the bear and the blanket specifically, to a place of feeling safe, because that's what our school culture is. It's about being safe. It's about knowing you're taken care of and supported.
Now, this is broadcast on the website, correct?
It is. It's actually broadcast through YouTube, which is linked directly to our website, so you could watch it at either place.
So if someone is not a student, could they still go online and check this out?
Absolutely. So we are not limiting this initiative to just our students and families. We see the importance of literacy in Cleveland, especially. And if we can reach out to those families to provide literacy-rich environments, we're not just here to change the, you know, change it for, you know, 50 to 100 kids. We're out here to try to make a change in Cleveland.
The stories that go up, do they go hand in hand with the books that are being sent out?
So they will. Some of those books that we are reading will be sent to homes, but part of the registration piece, when you go on the website, you'll put your child's age in, and we will send you an age-appropriate book for your child.
Let's talk a little bit about how the public can help Smart Academy. How can people, if they want to come and help out, how can they do that?
So we love volunteers. That's the biggest thing for us. The more people that come in and do hands-on support with our kids, the better. And again, that's kind of where our community tie comes in. We would love to have, you know, senior citizens come in and volunteer, or parents, or just people in general that want to see the change for Cleveland communities go in a positive way. That's one way. The second way is this initiative. We know there's going to be, you know, some financial impact on our end to make sure that we can provide these resources to families. So a second way that you could help us, if you weren't willing to volunteer at the school, would be to provide a donation.
So are the donations, are you accepting money? Are you accepting books?
We are. So we will take donations in the form of obviously money, books, or blankets, or bears, or gift cards. Anything that can help us purchase the materials to send those supplies out.
All right. And when the supplies get sent out, how are they sent out? Does that make sense? Do they go in like a box?
Yes. Or? So we box them up and we mail them to the address that was put into when the families went online to supply the information.
Okay. So aside from donations, are you seeking, like actively seeking partnerships with other maybe businesses or schools in the area?
We are. We always look forward to partnerships with businesses, organizations, other schools or universities. For us, partnerships mean a way that we can support our students, our families, but also the high-need neighborhood that we serve. It's definitely a great way, those partnerships are definitely a great way to provide resources and opportunities for, you know, our community that they may otherwise not have.
And if someone was interested in a partnership, how could they contact you?
If you're interested in a partnership, you can contact me directly at my email at Aiken@smartacademycle.org. That's spelled Aiken, A-I-T, K-E-N, at smartacademycle.org.
Where could people go for more information on Smart Academy?
So you can visit our website at www.smartacademycleveland.org. Specifically for the books, Bears, and Blankets, there is a link at the top of the page. Click that link and it'll give you more information, plus the spot where you can submit your information. Anywhere else on the website just tells you about our mission, our philosophy, and what we're aiming to do for the city of Cleveland.
Robert or Haley, did either of you have any other information regarding Smart Academy that you would like to add?
The one last thing is we are moving towards our second year, and we have open enrollment happening right now. So if families want to stop in to the to our school specifically at 4351 East 131st Street, they can to enroll. They could call us at the school, or they could visit our website, but we are taking enrollment for next year.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in and sharing with us today. Thank you for everything that you're doing for the community as well.
Thank you. We appreciate it, Chelsea.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.